listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a very simple idea that is saying either yes or no. I'm going to read to you from James chapter 5, verse 12, where we read this. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into judgment. This letter of James is filled with practical words of warning to Christians. And in this verse, James explains to us one way to be ready for the judgment that we will all reckon with someday. That is, by being people of honesty and integrity in what we say. Therefore, James tells us, do not swear. Now, many Jewish people in the time that James wrote made distinctions between binding oaths and non-binding oaths. Oaths that did not include the name of God were considered non-binding. And to use such oaths was a way of, well, we would say when we were kids, crossing your fingers behind your back when telling a lie. It's these kind of oaths that James considered here. Now, it's interesting to note that some have taken this word of James to be more than an emphasis on truth-telling and honesty. They take it to be an absolute prohibition of all oaths. Now, I want you to know, I consider that to be misguided, because oaths are permitted under certain circumstances in the Bible, as long as they're not abused, or especially as long as they're not used as a cover for the deception. The Bible does not forbid the swearing of all oaths, only against the swearing of deceptive, unwise, or flippant oaths. When you look at many other passages of the Bible, you find that the Apostle Paul made oaths. You can find that in Romans 1, 2 Corinthians 1, Galatians 1, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. You'll find that Jesus spoke under oath in a court. You'll find that in Matthew chapter 26. And on occasion, God himself swears oaths. You'll find that in Luke chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 3, and Hebrews chapter 6. You see, James told us that instead of swearing any kind of oath to establish that you're telling the truth, we should simply let your yes be yes. Having to swear or make oaths betrays the weakness of our word. It demonstrates that there's not enough weight in our own character to confirm what we say. How much better it is to let your yes be yes and your no, no. Why? Well, as James said, simply, lest you fall into judgment. This lack of character will be exposed at the judgment seat of Christ, and this motivates us all the more to prepare for that judgment by our speaking with integrity. Yet the truth comes back to us. Do people believe our word when we say it? Is my yes received as yes, and is my no received as no? Of course, sometimes a person is entirely truthful, yet not believed. Jesus is the prime example of this. Yet, we should make sure that there's nothing in what we say or in our approach to the truth that gives other people valid reasons to doubt us. We should say what we mean, and we should mean what we say. And God helping us, we'll do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.